Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are doing some live on-air coaching. Now, I know that a lot of my Foot Traffic Formula clients, like even just jumping on our weekly laser sessions, if they don't ask something, they still get a ton of value out of this. So even as I'm coaching Megan today, I want you to be listening, like, what can I take away? How could this work for me? Because there's going to be some good stuff here that I want you to be listening to. So Megan, I'm so excited. We've done this a couple times already, and I love just getting to continue to go one step further and seeing like what you're doing so we can keep diving in, because you know, we can always keep tweaking and we can always make it better. So
every time we do this, I get a takeaway, I go do it, I get results. So I love being able to come back and keep going.
So quickly share what your business is with everybody before we dive in.
Okay, so I am a time management and productivity coach for working moms. So both whether career oriented or building a business at home, just really helping implement streamlined systems and processes to be able to juggle all the things, all the hats, so that we're not so overwhelmed, but still can get a lot done.
Love it. Okay. So what is your first question we want to jump into today?
Well, with everybody, you know, struggling with the pandemic and kids at home, I know I've had a big pivot in my business on trying to really ramp up as much of my DIY stuff as I can, because I've had to step back from the live one-on-one just because I don't have the hours available anymore. And one of the things I have kind of built up a vault of is I've done a number of live paid workshops over the last year with very specific topics that I think some are really relevant to right now. But because they were live, you know, I walked through the workbook, we went through the process, but then at the end it was a lot of, you know, Q&A with the small group from the workshop. And I have all these sitting out there, and I'm trying to think of how I can repurpose it. But because it was interactive and there's, you know, people showing their faces on Zoom, I'm not sure what I can do with those. If they can become, do I have to re-record them? Can I leverage them for fast action bonuses? I'm just kind of trying to leverage everything I've got.
Yeah, which is so smart. Because most people don't think, oh, let's go do that. They're like, what can I create right now? Which is going to hurt what you just said. You need more time. So going to create is not going to help you. So, okay. Couple of things that you could do. So first of all, I always like lessons learned. Moving forward, paid workshop from now on, webinar, only your face, right?
Yep.
Then you don't have to worry about like showing somebody. If there's a chat, they're not seeing their full name. It's completely private, and then you could resell it. So just, again, lesson learned next time, but we're working with what we've got. So what I would say is, is it a Zoom meeting? What did you record?
Yeah.
Okay, Zoom meeting.
I did it in Zoom, yeah.
Okay, so one thing you could think about is, first, it could be just the audio. You wouldn't even have to sell the actual video. You could strip just the audio. Just like we are going to strip this for the podcast and you won't see our faces, you'll just see, we'll do the same thing. So you could do that. Another thing you could do is strip the audio, put it onto a slideshow if you wanted to put a few slides in there. Did you have slides with it?
One, yes. The other, no. I was kind of holding stuff up, but I could turn those into slides.
Yeah. So that's an option. You could even just have, like the video could be a picture. Like it could be, it just shows your logo or something where it just sits there and you just hear the talking and everything else going on. So you could do that. Now, I know one of your other questions for me, you were going to bring up about like, you've got this tripwire, I should say, you've got a funnel working, you're converting this baby offer at 10%, and you're like, how do I get it better? You could even beef it up, if it makes sense, by throwing in some of those recordings in the baby offer to possibly see a higher conversion. So that's
something else. What I was trying to figure out, how to leverage where how to even do them if they're in that workshop mode. But I like the idea of just using the audio with some slides.
And it's okay saying, buy my previously recorded live training on this. I don't think it's bad that there's people there and that you're talking to people and they're asking questions. I actually think it makes for a better piece of content. But mm-hmm. I just want them to know, like, yes, this has been previously recorded, right? And I wouldn't say, like, come watch my live training. It's not live. It was previously recorded live because they're going to be expecting you to answer their questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got burned on that one before.
I'm sure we all have. Okay. So I think that'll be good for you. So now, again, you are busy. We don't want to be trying to do more work than we need to. Go look at which one is going to be the most popular. Where should we start? What's going to be the easiest one to strip the audio or do whatever? It might be easier for some people to listen to the audio versus having the video anyway. So you just never know what you've got or what somebody would like to hear or see.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. Because I think doing two of those will be really easy to just get some slides with okay. audio, and then they could choose to not even, they could choose audio or,
right.
or video there. Okay.
Yeah.
So I now, since joining your program, I've got multiple funnels now, and I always just felt like for some reason,
isn't
I
that
only
funny?
Had one.
I know.
And I don't know why I was so set on, but I have my funnel. So now I have multiple ones running. And we've talked about this before. So my target market mostly is working moms, but I do have a sub niche in there of women that are in network marketing.
Okay.
And I've got some of my courses are very generic, encompassing everybody. I have some other courses that are very specific network marketing.
Okay.
With my Facebook group where I just, you know, kind of where I pour into my free content, I've got the mix of both. And network marketing has, for some people, a stigma associated mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah.
Sad, but true. I struggle with how to show up there with the lives and the content that I'm doing in a way to balance that so that I can talk specifically to the different niches, but then also give, you know, some of the stuff that's applicable to everybody and show up in a way that that makes everybody feel included, even when I'm talking, you know, one video might be very specific to this certain subset of the audience.
So I would get, I would get very careful on being too cautious of trying to accommodate everybody. Because when you do that, all you're doing is trying to not niche. You're like, no, I want to serve everybody. So I would be careful that you're trying to figure out how to do this. I would rather see you go, no, this is who I'm talking to. And it could be working moms. I mean, a network marketer is still a working mom.
Yeah.
So you could, I mean, I've never been a network marketer, but I still have people that follow me or that will be excited about it. And they're like, oh, I want to do this with a funnel, etc. But it's not like you'll hear me a lot of times talk to them specifically. But yes, I'll definitely say something like, could this work for network marketing? Yes, of course. And then I'll go into details why. So I don't know that you have to have something specifically for network marketers. I think if you want something specifically to them, it's a totally separate brand with a different Facebook group and everything else. And not that it couldn't happen. I just don't think, knowing you, I don't think it should happen right now. Does that make sense?
Okay, good. No, it does. Because I have two courses that are 100% for network marketers. So they end up getting in my group.
Yeah.
And
if anything, build a DIY funnel and let it run and you get out of it.
Okay. And actually that's what I have set up for the two courses now is totally DIY funnels through Facebook ads. And that's going well.
Oh, yeah.
Which leads me to kind of a second part of that question. So I have two separate funnels for the two different courses out there. Then I have my third funnel that has ads for just my time management stuff that's for working moms.
Okay.
What I don't want to have happen is that my face shows up on three different ads in somebody's newsfeed and they're like, what the heck? Like, this lady's all over the place. So is there a way to, I've turned off one of my ad sets for that because I'm worried about too much.
Yeah.
Should I be separating out target audiences for ads? And is there a way to make sure people seeing this ad don't see this ad over here?
Yeah. So be really, really careful on like the mixed messaging. So even if you're thinking this is DIY, no one will ever see it, there is a possibility, like you just said, they will see it. Okay. Now yours isn't like well, that's weird that Megan's doing that. No one would think that, right? Even if I came out with something for network marketers, but I was teaching my area of expertise, no one would think that was weird, right? So first, just for everybody else listening, know that somehow, some way, they'll see it, right? So you just want it to be in alignment, and you do not want to confuse your current people. Now, I don't think you'll confuse current people if your targeting is pretty accurate. When you go to target the network marketers, unless there's crossover, you probably shouldn't be seeing it twice. Now, you will possibly have that. So just be careful. And I would really test. Like, I know you've got these sub niches right now, but to me, I'm thinking you've got Facebook ads running. Start to observe what is taking off and double down on that.
Even if it's not what you love the most. It's hard.
Yeah. So, okay. So here, let's talk about that. Cause somebody, I don't want people to hear like, oh wait, what does she think? I don't want you going down the path that you love the most or that you don't love the most. But then I also think, why are you bothering? If you know it's not your one thing, if you know you're not really loving it just because you can make money, I've done businesses that were making money or were really profitable and I just did it for the money. And guess what? I've sold or gotten rid of every single one of those businesses. So okay. I've done it too. And then I'm like, it's not even worth the money. I don't even care. Like, this isn't what's lighting me up. And even if it's DIY, it's never really fully DIY passive. Something will still pull you back in. So if it's not what you love, I probably wouldn't. Now, I will say this. I have a client. I'm not going to share too many details, but she switched complete niches. But she left this one like ad up and running that was converting really, really well. It was actually organic traffic from Google and Pinterest. And it was like an ebook was selling with it and a DIY course. She literally does nothing with it. She hasn't touched it in like 3 or 4 years and it still generates income. I am completely fine with that. If you want to go set it up on a Pinterest funnel or something in Google where they're going to find it and go with it, great. That really is DIY. She doesn't even care about it. She doesn't check KPI. She doesn't track numbers. She's not spending money on it. So she doesn't care.
Right, right.
I would rather see you do that and let it go and really just like, because think about it. You just said, even if I don't care about it as much, but you almost just started shifting your messaging in your Facebook group to target everybody.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't make sense for long-term success when you already are seeing such success. And you could go just so much faster.
Okay. No, that's helpful.
It's hard still. I know it. You're like, oh, great. Like she just, but it's difficult, but you have to make difficult decisions as a business owner. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of have to pick our favorite child when we're doing our products. That's what I'm asking you to do, right? Yeah. That's funny. So that is what it is. And you'll have to make decisions like this all the time. Like you'll have to figure out like, they're both good, but which one do we really need to go and push for?
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, no, that does.
Okay, good.
With the funnel that we were talking about earlier, that's got the 40-ish 2% conversion on the landing page. And then the baby offer is converting at just under 10.
Okay.
That's one that goes into an evergreen funnel for my 297 kind of signature course. And right now that's converting at about 2%, the evergreen funnel. Are there standard metrics for webinar kind of funnels that I know we're always looking to ramp them up, but are there any signs like, oh, this is just not good. We need to do a total overhaul.
Yeah. So none of your numbers were red flags to me. And in fact, the sales about the 2% for an automated webinar, I mean, 2-5% is great, right? Okay. Sometimes if I were to do a live launch and I would get 2-5%, I would even be happy with that. And yours is DIY, so I like it even more. So I think nothing is a red flag, but this is where you have to outdo yourself. The compound effect, that 3% goal, then going to 4%, it will make a difference. So looking at where your numbers lie, 40% I think is pretty good. Like I love that you're getting that 42% opt-in rate for that first one. I might ask myself, how do I get that 10% to convert higher? Not that the baby offer is going to make you rich, but the baby offer, typically what I see in my clients is a lot of people that buy the smaller product end up buying the bigger ones. So if I can get more people to buy at the front end, more will buy the bigger product, right?
Right.
So I think if you can beef up whatever that baby offer is, what was the price point of it?
I'm trying to remember if it's sitting, it's at 17.
Okay. So I would try to like throw in a few more, like really make it a no-brainer test or figure. I mean, you could even split test the tripwire if you wanted to, but you could also just add and like change the headline of what it is and see if that helps and just keep watching that. Now don't make too many changes or you won't know what actually worked and what didn't. So I would say start there. Once you get that up and running and you start to see like, okay, this is working, we're staying there, then go, how do I get more of them to want to buy the bigger thing?
Now, with the tripwire, would adding in the, like maybe one of those workshops as an additional, you know, bonus, just kind of beef it up by maybe adding an extra onto that?
Yep. You could be like, in the next 10 minutes, if you buy, we're going to throw in this workshop too. How much was that workshop live?
It was the one that really went well. It was actually 47.
Okay. So you can say my previously recorded live training, $47, is now in here with all of this and it's still only 17. Now, what if you're like, well, what if somebody calls and is like, well, I paid 47. They paid 47 for the live experience and the interaction with you. You can take that video and you can do whatever you want with it as long as you're not showing their face and their name and not have permission. So that's up to you. It's your content. You own the rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was another worry of mine. I'm like, oh, the people that did it live are like, well, how come you're giving it away? But yeah, they got to Q&A.
Oh, yeah. They got your private time. These people are getting a recording of something that already happened however long ago. Totally different. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to wrap up, but you can ask me one question.
Is there any hard set fast rule on how many funnels are too many funnels?
Well, here's what I want you to know. All roads lead to whatever your one thing is. So it's not really about too many funnels. It's about too many products. I don't want you having like, I want you to have like a signature program that you keep like, this is it. This is the thing we're going to sell. I don't care if you have a webinar that leads to it and a challenge that leads to it and a freebie that leads to it, and you go for it. Just don't go, you have to make sure it's like, this is where I'm focusing. Let's do it right. Because if you jump ship right now and stop tweaking this, you're leaving money on the table. This funnel is good. Like, we just got to tweak it now to make it even better. Don't jump ship.
Okay, but if I'm trying different entry points into it, that's...
Yeah, totally fine. Okay. But just know, I mean, obviously you've got us coaching in foot traffic. So maybe start to be like, is this good enough? Should I start to look at something else now too? Because you're always trying to outdo yourself. Like, at least like two versions is great because you're always split testing which one's working better. And then you let go of the loser. You try to compete with it again, keep the winner, let go of the loser. You just keep competing with yourself.
Okay.
Cool.
That's all right. Awesome.
Where can people find you if they're like, oh, I love all of this, everything Megan's saying. Where can they go find you online?
So my website is just my name. It's megansumrall.com. I've got a time management cheat sheet you can grab at the Work Life Harmony. And then I've also got a podcast that's Work Life Harmony for working moms as well.
Perfect. Megan, as always, thank you so much. You are like
thank you. The
best student. We love, like, I just love, I always say to people, it's okay to have favorites if your favorites are like action takers and they're doers and they do the work and they're trying and experimenting. And that is you. So I appreciate all the work that you've been doing and
I love the go do it approach that you give. You looked at my last funnel, was like, you're missing the fast action bonus. So I have to tell you, I redid it last week and redid the one live webinar, and it was over a 70% buy now at the webinar when I added that teeny tiny nothing fast action bonus in there. I appreciate all the little nuggets that you give on the way because they work. It's awesome.
I love it. You guys, if you want to learn more about foot traffic, go to foottrafficprogram.com. It's the program that Megan and I have been talking about. All right, Megan, thank you so much. I will
thank
see you soon in our Facebook group. All right, bye everyone.
Thanks.
And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.